KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We have partly cloudy skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 41 and winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A reminder, there are several schools that have either canceled classes for today or having a late start. Let's take a look at the cancellations first. That would include AHSTW, no school today in Missouri Valley. Riverside has canceled. Tri-Center, Trainer, and Underwood have canceled. And there's no Atlantic Head Start today. Two-hour late starts include ACGC, Audubon, where there is no morning preschool or activities also. Boyer Valley is 2 hours late, buses on hard surface roads only or alternate roads, and no morning preschool. CAM, Charter Oak, Ute, and Coon Rapids Bayard are all 2 hours late. Dennis and Schleswig is 2 hours late with no morning preschool and alternate bus routes. Exira EHK schools are starting 2 hours late. Buses are running on hard surface roads only. Griswold, IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Nottoway Valley, and Panorama are all 2 hours late today. Also, Trainer has remote learning. West Central Valley is a 2 hour late start and no early out. There are no morning preschool, and buses are on hard surface only at West Central Valley. West Harrison and Woodbine are 2 hours late this morning. Iowa State University police have ordered an evacuation of Ross Hall on the ISU campus. The evacuation was due to a fire. The order was issued around 6:40 this morning. People were asked to avoid the area. Additional details are currently not available. A traffic stop late Sunday night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. Red Oak police arrested 66-year-old Arthur Donald Peterson of Red Oak at around 11:04 p.m. for driving while suspended, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Peterson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Red Oak police say there were no injuries reported following a single vehicle accident Saturday morning in the 1900 block of North Broadway Street. 44-year-old Michael Lee LaFollette of Red Oak was traveling northbound just after 8 a.m. when his car went out of control just before Legion Park Drive. The Jaguar skidded sideways for about 80 yards until it came to rest on the north side of the fire department apron after striking the stoplight pole. There was no damage to the pole. The Jag sustained about $8,000 damage. LaFollette was issued a warning for failure to maintain control. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Saturday warned area residents that unscrupulous individuals were posing as law enforcement officers and making calls to area residents soliciting donations. He said, "This is a scam. You should hang up immediately and do not provide any personal or financial information to those individuals." Ames police have identified a person of interest in connection with the homicide. Authorities Sunday afternoon said 33-year-old Richard G. Fleck, also known as Rashad Sims, is believed to be in the Kansas City, Missouri area, but he has ties to communities in Texas and Mississippi. Fleck is about 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing 165 pounds. He's a black male with brown eyes and black hair. Fleck has tattoos on his hands and neck. Officials said just after 7 p.m. Saturday, police were conducting a welfare check at an apartment in the 400 block of South 5th Street in Ames. Officers entered the apartment and found a deceased female inside. After processing the scene, investigators concluded the woman was the victim of a homicide. Her name has not been released. The crime is under investigation by Ames Police and the Iowa DCI. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Sunday morning had reported 423 new COVID-19 positive test results back from the labs over the previous 24 hours for a pandemic total of 359,380. There were no additional deaths reported. The pandemic total is currently 5,336 deaths, with 4,803 the result of underlying causes, and 533 where COVID was a contributing factor. Pre-existing conditions make up for 4,910 of the total number of deaths, while deaths at long-term care facilities account for 2,139 of the total COVID deaths. Beginning on Saturday, the state had implemented changes to the coronavirus.iowa.gov website, changing how it reports COVID-19 cases. The health department now reports total positive cases instead of individuals positive. That's caused a sharp increase in total positive cases from overnight Friday into Saturday. Additionally, the health department is no longer reporting 14-day positivity rates by county. That's a metric that schools used to determine if they could apply for a waiver to provide 100% online learning. That page previously reported that data is offline. State hospital hospitalization data showed there were 229 persons in the hospital on Sunday, a decline of 238 from a Saturday. COVID patients in an ICU are up slightly to 58. There are also 38 COVID symptom patients admitted to the hospitals over the previous 24 hours, compared to 34 on Saturday. 27 were on a ventilator, compared to 27 on Saturday. And in western and southwest Iowa, 15 people were said to be hospitalized with COVID symptoms. That's four more than the previous report. Five people were in an ICU, one person was admitted over the past 24 hours, and two people were on a ventilator. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate was up a bit on Sunday to 4.4%. The seven-day average was 4%. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.